The text for this morning's exhortation is taken from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 13 through 16. And who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their fear, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and fear, having a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who disparage your good conduct in Christ will be put to shame. A lot of people in this world like to talk about how persecuted they are. It's become the national pastime in America, in fact. It's a competition to see who can claim to be the most oppressed, the most degraded, and who suffers the most injustices. That's a mighty temptation for us. Portraying yourself as being on the losing end of every transaction has great appeal. Maybe people will pity you. Maybe they will make excuses for you. Or maybe you'll just feel better. The world has a persecution complex while it engages in all manner of evil. But this is not to be the case with you. The harder road, by far, is not acting like you're being persecuted, even when you are. That's a much more noble endeavor than making excuses, but this is not what St. Peter is calling us to in this passage. He is demanding something even more difficult. Peter calls us to prove zealous for doing what is good, assuring us that no true harm can come to us in that situation. So, we need to do what is good. But he doesn't stop there. Do what is good, and then be ready to make a defense for the hope that is in you. That implies the second command. Have a hope within you. That means not acting persecuted. Who will ever ask the persecuted and oppressed person to explain why they're so hopeful? Well, no one, that's who. So if we want to set ourselves up for the situation Peter exhorts us to, we have to have a hopeful attitude while doing good. We are furthermore to have a good conscience so that when we are slandered, which is a foregone conclusion, by the way, we will put our accusers to shame. That's the idea. Make this the case in your life. Do good, then have hope, and be ready to make a defense for it. In so doing, our attackers will be shamed because the charges are clearly baseless. In your respective vocations, do good. Carry out your work faithfully. If you build things, build them well, as for the Lord. If you care for children, do that diligently, as for the Lord. Know why you're doing it so that you will not lose hope. Then, when someone tries to attack you, they will be put to shame. In all of this, do it with gentleness and fear. A better translation for gentleness here is humility. Do what you do with humility and fear. That means not thinking more highly of yourself than you should. Hear what St. Paul says in Romans 12. For through the grace given to me, I say to each one among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound thinking, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. So the charge here is simple. Do good works, have hope within you, not a persecution complex. Then, be ready to explain and defend why you are hopeful. Then, if and when you are persecuted, you will have a clean conscience and your accusers will be put to shame. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful example we find in your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us your Spirit such that we follow him. Give us good works to do, and give us the obedience to do those good works. Strengthen our faith, so that we have boldness to explain the source of the hope within us. Cause our accusers to fall in their arrogance, and give us wisdom to glory in the gifts you have given us, and not to indulge in self-pity. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.